Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Drone feasibility study to be submitted to Cabinet. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers, or Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 25, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 25, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says a review of a feasibility study that examined the use of drones to protect Jamaica's borders is to be submitted to Cabinet in short order.
This study will be taken to the Cabinet in a joint submission with the Ministries of National Security and Transportation, as the drones will not only benefit fisheries, but the country's national security as well.
Minister Samuda says the move will facilitate the protection of fishermen who get lost at sea.
Because the extensive nature of its application will be very useful.
Additionally, the government will be using diplomatic channels to engage Honduras and Nicaragua on matters affecting Jamaica under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. A draft management regime has been submitted for the Pedro Keys. It outlines the measures taken to deal with human and solid waste.
The conditions under which those persons who live there and ply their living on the seas is tough enough, but the conditions under which they have to exist is intolerable. And we have to visit there and we have to do all that we can to bring relief to that particular location. And team up activities will take place on a monthly basis going forward.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Dog with too much master sleep without supper. Translation: a dog with too many masters will go hungry. And this means a person who allows himself to be influenced by too many people loses focus. Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, them are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They'll probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey are going to help them forget more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convinced me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.